Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. If you're a regular listener to the Electronic Cottage, you may recall that on a recent program, we looked into some of the difficulties with Facebook's privacy practices and policies. We mentioned then that Facebook really has only one product to sell in order to make money, users' attention, which is of great value to advertisers, and users' information, which is even more value. And sell both of those? Facebook does. Well, Facebook apparently got tired of its users, a slew of consumer watchdog organizations, more than a few congresspeople, and the media, pointing out some of the shortcomings of Facebook's privacy practices, including practices that violated Facebook's own privacy policies. Things got so bad that third-party software developers started creating applications, such as Reclaim Privacy, that scanned a user's Facebook settings and warned the user if the settings seemed to expose too much information to the world. Facing this onslaught of negative publicity, including a Quit Facebook Day scheduled for May 31st and a possible investigation by the Federal Trade Commission, Facebook recently changed the way users could set their privacy preferences, uniting most of the settings on one page rather than spreading them over dozens of pages and 170 different possible setting choices. Facebook users now have the option of choosing whether everyone, friends, or friends of friends only can see the user's photos, bio, religious and political views, and so on. This is a big improvement, according to most observers. There's also another page which lets a user control his or her directory information, which essentially makes it either easier or more difficult for others to find information about a user. This is not quite such a big improvement, because once again, the default settings expose information about a user, such as education levels and work information, for example, to everyone, and everyone now includes search engines. So unless a user manages to get to this page and changes the default settings, a lot of personal information is publicly available to the world. These privacy changes, according to Facebook, provide users with a simple way to control what they want shared and with whom. According to Facebook's chief executive officer, Mark Zuckerberg, quote, "We're simplifying controls and putting them all in one place," end quote. Well, it turns out that while Facebook critics have generally congratulated Facebook, it's been for taking a good first step, not for arriving at a privacy system that really respects user privacy. Some media observers have had a similar reaction. One PC World author entitled his comments, quote, "Facebook's privacy reboot. Is that all you've got for us?" end quote. And writing at Ars Technica, Jackie Cheng titled her article, quote, "Privacy groups on Facebook updates. Meh," end quote. The Electronic Privacy Information Center, or EPIC, along with 14 other groups, has filed two separate complaints with the Federal Trade Commission about Facebook's privacy practices over the past 6 months. So, how does EPIC view these most recent Facebook updates? Basically, as a good first step. However, the complaints that EPIC and others have filed have not, in their view, been fully addressed by this latest edition of what security researcher and Princeton professor Ed Felton referred to as, quote, "privacy theater," end quote. Among the remaining complaints these groups still have is that nearly all settings that involve sharing information are opt-out rather than opt-in. In other words, if the user doesn't change the default settings, a lot of information is automatically made available to the world. It also turns out that some information about users is being sent to advertisers in violation of Facebook's own privacy policy. Although, to be fair, Facebook does say that it's working to change that. The privacy policy itself is a problem for some, including Ed Felton. Facebook's privacy policy, which you've undoubtedly read completely before using Facebook services if you are a Facebook user, is over 6,000 words long and clearly written by lawyers. 6,000 words is at least a dozen single-space typed pages if it was printed out. And even if you did manage to wade through the legalese, you'd probably have to do it again and again, since Facebook can change the terms of its privacy policy anytime it feels like it, and it's up to the user to go and decipher what has changed and what the changes mean. So, bottom line, how good for the user are the changes Facebook has made to its privacy settings? A definite improvement, according to almost everyone, but only a first step, according to most privacy watchdogs. And what about that Quit Facebook Day? How did that turn out after Facebook hustled to change its privacy setting mechanism 5 days ahead of Quit Facebook Day? Well, in terms of absolute numbers, it was a clear disappointment to the organizers. Fewer than 30,000, or about 1 out of 15,000 Facebook users, pledged to terminate their accounts. Hardly a tsunami of exiting Facebook fans. From another perspective, though, it's very interesting to see who those folks are who have recently terminated their accounts. Quite a few Google computer engineers made their exit, for example, as did security researchers and more than one computer columnist. Whether the relatively small number of Facebook users who departed carries the most weight, or whether the type of users who split carries the most weight, will have to be decided by each Facebook user. For those who decide to stay with Facebook, it would be a very good idea to check those new privacy controls soon and make sure that they reflect what you want known about your likes and dislikes, your personal opinions, your work history, and so on. Otherwise, the world will be peering over your shoulder. Not so here, of course. We don't know who you are, and we wouldn't tell anyone even if we did. But we do like to think that you care about what goes on in the digital realm, and that if you do, you'll tune in again for future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.